I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Barack Obama made his first visit to the White House today as president-elect. He and his wife, Michelle, were welcomed by President and Mrs. Bush. It was Obama's first time in the Oval Office. It is an office that he's going to be inheriting in a little more than 2 months. He'll also inherit many ongoing foreign policy challenges. They include the Bush administration's war against terrorism. The incoming Obama administration is going to have to decide whether it wants to continue President Bush's policy of going after al-Qaeda and its allies, wherever they may be. The World's Katie Clark reports.
Iraq and Afghanistan are hardly the only fronts in the so-called war on terrorism. Take, for example, the recent raid in Syria. U.S. Special Forces carried out the attack late last month against what they said were al-Qaeda-linked foreign fighters in Syria. Syria later accused the United States of carrying out a terrible crime. U.S. cross-border raids into Pakistan have also been making headlines. Today's New York Times quotes senior Bush administration officials as saying that since 2004, the U.S. military has used broad secret authority to carry out nearly a dozen previously undisclosed attacks against al-Qaeda and other militants in Syria, Pakistan, and elsewhere. These military raids were apparently authorized by a classified order. That order was reportedly signed by then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in the spring of 2004 with the approval of President Bush. Scott Silliman is executive director of Duke University Law School's Center on Law, Ethics, and National Security. He says the order is legal by U.S. terms, but it raises some serious international issues.
It basically, for United States purposes, says the President of the United States is authorizing our troops to go across the border, chasing and hopefully killing al-Qaeda. But nonetheless, international law still says unless you have the consent of that country, the approval of that country, you're not authorized to do it.
It's not clear whether the United States ever sought that authority. Publicly, anyway, both Pakistan and Syria have denounced such attacks, and with good cause, says John Hudson, president of Franklin Pierce Law Center in Concord, New Hampshire.
You simply can't have a policy of violating the sovereignty of another country. I mean, you know, put the shoe on the other foot. If Pakistan had good reason to believe that there were, you know, al-Qaeda terrorists in St. Louis or Syracuse, I expect we would be rather displeased if they took it upon themselves to secretly come here and take care of that problem.
Hudson, a former judge advocate general for the Navy, quickly adds that he can imagine an instance where the United States may need to act on its own initiative, but he says it would need to be a, quote, unusual situation kind of basis. For instance, if Washington sought a country's help in eliminating an imminent threat to U.S. interests and that country didn't comply, what then?
The answer is, and it's not a very satisfying answer, I suppose, in some respects, is that it's a balance then.
A balance, says Hudson, between what the target is and your assurance that the target really is where you think it is, and the confidence you have that if you take such a drastic step, you'll be able to achieve your goal, all while bearing the brunt of the diplomatic heat you're likely to get for launching the attack in the first place. President-elect Obama has said he can imagine a circumstance where he'd take such a risk. Here he is in the first presidential debate with John McCain back in September.
If the United States has al-Qaeda, bin Laden, top-level lieutenants in our sights, and Pakistan is unable or unwilling to act, then we should take them out.
Well, I have a completely different view. I understand the operational necessity of going after the enemy wherever you find him. However, there are other ways that it's done.
Malcolm Nance runs the International Anti-Terrorism Center for Excellence in Hudson, New York. He says the best way for the United States to achieve its goals in the so-called war on terrorism is to channel its efforts diplomatically rather than militarily.
You try to co-opt these countries to actually become your ally, even if publicly they can't.
Nance says that's something the Bush administration did well early on with Syria, but for one reason or another, the effort was dropped. Despite Barack Obama's tough talk on the campaign trail about going after al-Qaeda inside Pakistan, those interviewed today were confident that Obama's strategy will be more nuanced than that of President Bush. They said Obama seems to recognize the need to reach out to both America's friends and foes and those who sometimes fall in between. For The World, this is Katie Clark.